to the Wimmera.
A group of farmers, working professionals and retirees living in the small Western Victorian town of Minyip are beginning their master's degree in Western philosophy. They won't write any essays, nor sit any exams. In fact, they won't receive any formal accreditation at all. This course is being run by one of their own, Dr. Homer Reith. He's got a doctorate in literature and is also an accomplished composer. This is his hymn to the Wimmera. Hello, I'm Danny Grindley. Philosophy has been at the centre of Homer Reith's life since the 1960s, and he lectured at Melbourne's RMIT University for more than a decade. But 17 years ago, he traded in academic life for a house in the Wimmera, and the seeds of the Minyip Philosophical Society were sown. Minyip prides itself on being one of the richest grain-growing hubs in Australia, so as a self-described city slicker, it took some time for philosopher Homer to find his place in this very rural setting.
For many years, I just resigned myself to the fact that philosophy was something that I would just still continue to read and love in my own time. But after some years of living in this small town here in the Wimmera, in Minyip, it became almost a pressing need to answer this feeling of wanting to give something back to the people in this small community who've been so good and so generous to me, making me feel welcome and helping me in innumerable ways.
He put an ad in the local Lions Club newsletter offering to teach a 3-month course in Greek philosophy.
At the last moment before the ad went in, I thought I'd better put in an incentive at the end of the advertisement, so I added the rider, free port and sherry served after every lecture. And I thought, well, if nothing else, that'll get 2 or 3 stragglers to come.
I don't think it was anything really more than a case of going to support somebody that was trying something new.
Diane Connolly was one of 8 people to show up to the first class. That was 5 years ago. Homer's classes morphed into the Minyip Philosophical Society. And instead of a 3-month crash course, he decided to cover the entire history of Western philosophy, starting in the 15th century.
It's been an interesting journey going from 400-500 BC through to not quite the present day, but yes.
No, you've got a long way to go.
We've still got a long way to go.
I took the view that I was going to give them the virtual equivalent of a fully-fledged university course. And in fact, at the end of the 3 years, I said to them, at the beginning of the 4th year, think of yourselves as now doing your honours year. And at the beginning of this year, the 5th year, I said, you're now starting your MA. And the way I lectured to them was as if, to all intents and purposes, they were at a university and I was their professor of philosophy, and I in no way watered it down. I threw them in at the deep end, a genuinely, intellectually demanding and searching philosophical journey.
We went initially to support Homer. It's not why we go anymore. We go to learn.
Go on, throw some philosophers at me.
Well, if you start at the beginning, of course, there was the Milesians and then Socrates and Kant, Marx. Marx has been fascinating.
This isn't going to get you anywhere professionally.
No.
What does it mean
I'm
for you?
I'm basically retired, and we're hoping to get a mathematical genius to come over and talk to us about string theory and sort of maths, where you think things are in one place but they're really not, and they're over there but they're also here at the same time. So we're hoping he'll come and talk to us as well about these crazy mathematical things.
Were you shocked by the level of interest?
No. I think Homer's sometimes surprised of the continuing level of interest. I've just done the membership cards for this year, and I think there's 24 of them.
Any farmers?
Yes. We have retired farmers. We have active farmers. Jock certainly enjoys it, and we enjoy his wife's cooking, so...
So his wife doesn't come?
No. John would be in his 70s, but he's still farming. Annette doesn't come, but John does.
So. Look at those stereotypes we're destroying, not just, you know, rural communities, farmers, and not female farmers, but male farmers.
Mm. Yes.
It amazes me. It shocks me.
I don't know why.
People, and that may well include me too, continually underestimate people who live in the bush and tend to think of them as being less educated or even uneducated. Classic stereotypes like blockheads living in the back blocks and country cousins who are thickheads and don't know anything except, you know, how to grow wheat or run sheep or something. They couldn't be further from the truth.
Yes, I guess it is a stereotype, and yet personally I've found city people to be far more close-minded than country people. It certainly is rare, but I would say that the intelligence level of most of the people that live in Minyip is probably higher on average than people that live in inner city or a large regional town.
What is this in their lives? What part does it play in their life?
Look, I think it plays a much bigger part than I ever thought it would, and maybe even than they ever thought it would. It is the intellectual adventure of mankind. What meaning does my life have? What significance are my relationships? What is my place in this universe? Why is it here? Why are we here? Those sorts of things never go away.
We often define our success in life by our paycheck or by how many students we have or how big it is.
Yes.
You know, what value are these classes to you?
The governing and central impetus is I just love teaching, and I hope that my love of teaching and my love of learning is something that I can convey to others so that they can share in that and through that discover a whole new world to love in their own right as well.
Mm.
Because even though they might think, well, I've lived so much of my life, it's too late now, or is it worth it now? But it might actually make them, through the study of philosophy, their whole view of the world could change. You know, we're all brought up to some extent with a political bias or a political, you know, side that we're on. The same thing happens with morality, with religion. And philosophy asks us, invites us, in fact compels us to open our minds in such an unafraid fashion that we are prepared to countenance any idea.
It's confronting, it but also freeing, I
yes.
suppose.
Yeah, that's
freedom
right.
Freedom in it. Yeah.
Well, that's beautifully put. It is both. He who dares, to him the honours.
Oh, brilliant, huh?
Lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Thank you.